Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. The police chief of Kinder, Louisiana, is now on the other side of the law after being arrested on theft and malfeasance charges. State troopers arrested 52-year-old Gary Pelican the morning of January 8th. The Allen Parish District Attorney's Office requested that Louisiana State Police investigate Pelican after an audit showed that he used town credit cards to purchase excessive amounts of gasoline. Detectives later determined that Pelican used those cards to fill up cars belonging to his relatives. According to investigators, Pelican charged $7,700 worth of gas to the city's credit cards in the 2012-2013 fiscal year. Most of that fuel, investigators say, went into Pelican's family's members' vehicles. If convicted, Pelican faces a 15-year sentence and up to $8,000 in fines. In other news, a former Northern Illinois sheriff's deputy who investigated child pornography has pled guilty to federal charges involving sex with a minor. The U.S. District Attorney's Office and the FBI say 38-year-old Gregory M. Pyle of Crest Hill, Illinois, entered a plea earlier this month in federal court in Rockford. Pyle is a former McHenry County Sheriff's Department deputy who prosecutors say once led that department's child pornography investigations. He admitted in court documents that he took a 9-year-old boy home from suburban Chicago to Milwaukee in 2008, sexually abused him, and posted the photos online. He'd been with the sheriff's department for 10 years when he was charged in 2012. Pyle is formerly of Crystal Lake. He now faces 30 years to life in prison when he is sentenced on April 14th. And finally, a Pennsylvania state trooper has been placed on unpaid leave and charged with pepper spraying his girlfriend's 13-year-old son because the boy stayed in bed instead of going to school. Trooper Ernest Boatwright was charged with child endangerment and harassment. WTAE-TV first reported this on December 31st. Boatwright told investigators he had pepper sprayed two cats on an enclosed porch, according to court records, but the boy told investigators that Boatwright sprayed the chemical into his room in April. The boy told police the trooper had also sprayed him with the substance before. The trooper did not immediately return a message seeking comment, but his attorney, Matthew Zatko, told the Associated Press that Boatwright, quote, categorically denies all of the allegations and welcomes the opportunity to defend himself and clear his name. Boatwright, 48 years old, of Penn Hills, a Pittsburgh suburb, has been a trooper since 1989 and was assigned to the New Stanton Barracks, which largely patrols a section of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The April 19th encounter that prompted the charge occurred at the home the boy shares with Boatwright's girlfriend in Manalan Township near Uniontown, about 40 miles south of Pittsburgh. That's where Boatwright faces a preliminary hearing on January 22nd. Fayette County child welfare workers had referred the case to law enforcement. The charges were filed in November, at which time the trooper was suspended, according to his lawyer. Are these really the types of people you trust to protect you? That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with your taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55, 'cause all around the county every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.